Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And that was CL and the Pitchers with a song called Let's Take a Ride. And that's what we're going to do today. I talked about doing a show before long about car songs. That's what we're going to do today. Got a lot of car songs, a lot you remember, very popular charted songs, and some you may never heard or just heard a time or two. So we're going to get started right back with it now. By the way, that CL and the Pitchers is on that Dunes label. Curtis Lee had a few hits on that Dunes label, and I think some people get confused with CL and the Pitchers being CL as Curtis Lee, but it is not. That's a guy named CL Weldon, and I believe it's a group out of Texas. So anyway, but real good song there. And we're going to keep going right now. We've got, first we're going to do three songs that kind of were the early car songs and very popular. Of course, Jackie Brinson and his Delta Kings, also being really led by Ike Turner, Rocket 88. We're going to start off with that one from 1951. Then we're going to get into Hot Rod Lincoln, Charlie Ryan's hit, and then Maybelline, all those good car songs. So here we go right now with Jackie Brinson, with Ike Turner leading the band, and Rocket 88.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a feel for everybody, and my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Made to as a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot and feet turned to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed the truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. The fender's clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped they could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly and a Cadillac below, let me go by. And all of a sudden the rod started knocking, went down and dipped and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive and drink and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you pulled up to 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Berry, Maybelline, his first pop and R&B charted record, 1955. Went up to number one on the R&B charts, went up to number five on the pop charts, a very popular song, and that got him going big time. So Maybelline, one of those car songs. And then, let's see, before that, we had Charlie Ryan with Hot Rod Lincoln, and that particular song charted on both the pop and the country charts. 1960, went up to number 33 on the pop charts, went up to number 14 on the country charts. Song that he kind of copied from a song that came out, I believe, in 1950. Archie Shelby did a song, Sibley, I'm sorry, I believe it is, did a song called Hot Rod Race. And Charlie kind of took a little of that and made his own version of one and had him a big hit with it. So Hot Rod Lincoln, one of the very popular songs about those cars. And Jackie Brenston got us started with Rocket 88 out of 1951. Didn't chart on the pop charts, went all the way to number one on the R&B charts. Recorded up in Memphis, Tennessee at Sun Studios, Sam Phillips doing that one. And Ike and his boys pulled in one night and set up for a session, and that was one of the songs they did, and sent it to Chess Records, and away it went. So big time for Jackie Brinston and the Delta Cats. Okay, we're going to keep going here on BRC Radio, playing some songs about those cars. We got the Playmates going to get us started, then Jan and Dean, and then a little rocker called Big Green Car by Johnny Carroll. So here we go right now with Beep Beep and the Playmates.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusts. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. Did you see that doll in that big green car?
Well, I saw my baby just the other day in a big green car on the wide highway. I saw my baby with another man. I got a big man with a quiet tan. I saw my baby, but what can I do? Just a walking on along. What do you say? You look kinda pale and you look kinda blue. Now what in the world is wrong with you? I said, now Dad, I think it's time that I told someone what was on my mind.
I said Johnny Carroll at the very beginning when I was talking about this upcoming song, but it is Jimmy Carroll, and that is Big Green Car on the Fascination label out of 1958, a really good rocking song about cars. I've always enjoyed that particular song a lot, so Jimmy Carroll, 1958. And before that, we had Jan and Dean, of course, with their big hit, number 8 in 1964, Dead Man's Curve. And all about those racing those cars out on the streets somewhere out there in California. And before that, Beep Beep, 1958, number 4 for the guys from the group called the Playmates, a group out of Connecticut. Beep Beep. All right, let's keep going right now. We got Big Boy Groves going to get us started with some R&B sounds about his car. Then the Ripcords with a big hit for them, and then a big song, good song. It wasn't a hit, but it's a good song about the Mustang car by a guy named Arlen Sanders. So let's go right now with Big Boy Groves and I Got a New Car.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sight and not a drop of gas. Nothing down in 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
My car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
Thank you. it's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Spring, little Cobra, get ready to strike. Don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down.
Let me tell you about my new steed, built for comfort, just my speed. Ford Mustang, modified to set the pace. Man, I could hardly wait to get out and race. It's got a 289 motor with a special Cobra kit. There ain't nothing on the road that can even touch it. It's got 8 carburetors and it uses them all with a 4-speed stick that just won't stall. With that transistor ignition and power pipe exhaust, this is a machine that'll really get lost. Everything built to make it perform. It may not be hot, but it sure is warm. We took delivery at the factory late one night. It was purring like a kitten and moving just right. We pulled up on the freeway like it was going downhill and started passing the sleds like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, before I could bat an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. Somebody said, like, that's the wheels for me. But by then, the taillights was all I could see. Well, these cats ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Mustang unwind. Pushed the foot feed clear to the floor, said, that's all there is, there ain't no more. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I was sure I could catch him and I hoped I could pass, but by then I knew I'd be short on gas. We went around a curve and passed a truck. I pulled out my rabbit's foot just for luck. The fenders just missed a guardrail post. The guy in the back was white as a ghost. I glanced over at the chick on the other side. Her face was blue and I thought she'd died. But I wasn't worried, cause what the heck, by now me and that caddy was neck and neck. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road look just like dots. Went around a corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And that Cadillac faded back and let me by. Then I looked in the mirror and saw something coming. I thought it was a plane by the way it was humming. I'd been caught by a helicopter in the CHP. That was it, gang, the end of me. Well, they busted me and threw me in the can, so there was nothing I could do but call the old man. He said, "Whale in jail, 'cause I won't bail." Dang me, he told me not to hop up that Mustang.
Goes Arlen Sanders, Hopped Up Mustang. That song came out in 1964, and that was about the time the Mustang came out. So I don't know if he was asked to do that song by Ford, who knows, but anyway, probably just something he liked and wrote a song and enjoyed doing it. So Hopped Up Mustang, Arlen Sanders. And before that, we had the Ripcords, a big hit for them that went up to number four in 1963. Hey Little Cobra, a group out of California, well, it was formed in California anyway, had a little bit of Beach Boys flair there. That was Bruce and Terry. Terry Melcher, Bruce Johnson were part of that group. And, of course, Bruce Johnson even played with the Beach Boys, and Melcher was right there with the Beach Boys all the time. Terry Melcher was Doris Day's son. But anyway, but that was Hey Little Cobra, 1963. And let's see, and before that we had Big Boy Groves out of 1955 on the Spark label. I got me a new car. Talking about, well, I got it now, but now I got to pay for it. So we know that. All right, we're going to keep going about these cars right now. We've got a little section here coming up next. Next three songs are going to be all females. Yeah, those girls sang about them too. In fact, there's a lot more songs out there than just three about women singing about the cars. But I picked these three here. And hope you enjoy these. The Delicates are going to get us started. And then we're going to do one by Carol and Cheryl. And then, of all things, Patsy Cline. Yeah, she's going to sing about a little car. So here we go right now with the Delicates and Black and White Thunderbird.
Beep, 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 Thunderbird. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, beep, save some money, honey, so far. Save a little more than a bummy car. Was Black and White Thunderbird. So new, Black and White Thunderbird. So cool, Black and White Thunderbird. Happy as I can be, uh-huh. Well, I rode down the street, a big and my guy do. Saw the car, said me, oh my, she's got a Black and White Thunderbird. At last, Black and White Thunderbird. Real fast, Black and White Thunderbird. Happy as we can be, uh-huh. Pup, 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 ba-da-da, pup, 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 ba-da-da, pup, pup, pup. Put, 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 yeah, put, put. All the kids think that I'm a big whip, 'cause I cruise around in my automobile. Yes, my Black and White Thunderbird can't be, ooh, Black and White Thunderbird. It's real neat, Black and White Thunderbird. Man, you all see me, uh-huh. Well, I rode around, around the town. I rode up the street, and then I came down in my Black and White Thunderbird. It's great. Black and White Thunderbird, yeah, man. Black and White Thunderbird, chips all and be me, uh-huh. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
To get me out of a jam. I met a boy who was so cute. I loved his hugging, I loved his kissing, as we sat in his little red coupe. He said, tell me confidentially, how much do you love me? Well, I thought a while and then I smiled, and this is what I told him, don't you see? I love you, honey, I love your money, I love your automobile, I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love your kisses, I wouldn't miss it, no matter how I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money, most of all I love your automobile. I met a boy who was so cute. I loved his hugging, I loved his kissing, as we sat in his little red coupe. He said, tell me confidentially, how much do you love me? Well, I thought a while and then I smiled, and this is what I told him, don't you see? I love you, honey, I love you, money, I love your automobile, I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love your kisses, wouldn't miss it, no matter how I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money, most of all I love your automobile, most of all I love your automobile.
Patsy Cline, she loves that guy's car. 1956. That was before her first hit on the country and western chart. She already had some records out, and that was one of them. And I like that one, too, because it does sing about that car. So Patsy brought the car in that song there. Okay, let's see. And before that, we had Carol and Cheryl doing Go, Go, GTO, 1965. Two sisters, the Carmel sisters. In fact, they recorded, I believe, some songs as the Carmel sisters. But that was Go, Go, GTO as Carol and Cheryl. And to get us started was the Delicates out of 1959, Black and White Thunderbird. One of the girls in that group came out of the group The Angels. And then they had the Delicates and did that song there. You know, there is another group called the Delicates. It's more of an R&B girl group. So if you're looking for Delicates songs, there's two of them. So be careful which one you're buying there. And, of course, they're both good. I got copies of records by both of them, and they're both real good groups. So. All right, keep going. Let's ride on down the highway some more on these cars. And we're going to get the Collins Kids. Going to get us started with a real fun song they had. And let's see. And then we've got Al Vance. And, you know, we just played three songs by the women, and he's going to be singing about women in cars. So, but we've got the Collins Kids, Al Vance, and then Hayden Thompson going to be doing one for us. So let's go right now with the Collins Kids doing a song called Hot Rod.
I'm only 14, but I'm going on 15, but I want to be 16, so I can get me a hot rod. I want a streamlined chassis, man, it's gotta be classy. I'm gonna give it that certain touch, with a little bit of Von Dutch. I found a real cute baby, she's a real swangin' baby. Says we'll go steady just as soon as I get me a hot rod. I'm gonna take her for a moonlight drive across Mulholland Drive. Man will really be alive as soon as I get me a hot rod. With my baby sitting close to me, we'll do a little dragging, don't you see? We'll even lay a pound for you and me as soon as I get me a hot rod. Yeah, I'm only 14, but I'm going on 15, but I wanna be 16 so I can get me a hot rod.
Thank you. own front seat. You and that little girl making life complete. Now she can play with the keys and shift your gears and turn on the radio just loud enough to hear and switch on the heat and turn on the fan. And she can get to moving just as fast as you can. Every woman I know ain't about an automobile. Is a thing of the past. The women like to ride and they like to ride in class. Now some like the Cadillac and some like that Ford and some like any kind as long as you can roll. Every woman I know crazy about an automobile. Yeah, every woman I know crazy about an automobile. No matter what kind, as long as it's got a driving wheel. Rock now. See, you and that little girl making life complete. Now she can play with the keys and shift your gears and turn on the radio just loud enough to hear and switch on the heat and turn on the fan. Now she can get to moving just as fast as you can. Every woman I know, crazy about an automobile. Yeah, every woman I know, crazy about an automobile.
I gotta get my baby tonight. She's a back end down, we're gonna turn everything right down. Well, I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I got a pink pair of Vans, a gal I just can't lose. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. Moonshine bright, I know that it's time for love. Well, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. We're gonna rock and roll tonight. Rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna rock and roll in my fair lane like I got twin carburetors like eyes, ready clouds. I'm gonna give me some love and want to make those things sound all. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna give me some love and white old moonshine bright. Well, we're gonna rock. Rock and roll in my belly. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's back in town, I'm gonna turn everything upside down.
Hayden Thompson, Fairlane Rock, an unissued Sun recording. You can find it on some CDs. I thought that came out on a 45 at one time years ago, but I have since then learned that if my research is correct, it was never released. But you can find that on some CDs on the Sun stuff. But anyway, Hayden Thompson, Fairlane Rock. That came out in 1957. Let's see, before that, we had Al Vance from 1965 on the Gold Wax label. Every Woman I Know Loves an Automobile. And I think some of them do. They don't act like it sometimes, but I think some of them do. Al Vance, 1965. And the Colin Kids, something also that was unissued by them, should have been, a song called Hot Rod. And that came out, I don't really know the exact date. I'm just going to say somewhere between 55 and 57, I suppose. Not real sure about that, but Hot Rod, a good song by them. You might have heard him say in there talking about what he's got in his car, and then he says, and a little touch of Von Dutch. If you're not familiar with what Von Dutch is, that was a pinstriping company, big, well-known out on the West Coast at this time in the 50s. And that's why he threw in a little Von Dutch for his car. So, okay, let's keep going now. We got Robert Williams going to get us started with a song, and then we're going to have our double play of the day by Ronnie and the Daytonas. But Robert Williams is going to get us started with a song called Loud Mufflers.
Driving down the street, making a lot of noise. My loud mufflers bring me loads of joy. Up walked a cop with a pencil in his hand. He said, I'm gonna give you a ticket if you know it's a man. Loud muffler, loud muffler, make too much noise. Going down the road for a Sunday ride. Having lots of fun, got my lady by my side. I looked in the mirror, and what did I see? A big state trooper chasing after me. Loud muffler, loud muffler, make too much noise. Loud muffler, make too much noise. Driving to the beach in the summertime. Got the top down, Lord, I'm feeling fine. I get about a mile from where I started to go. Officer says you better quiet down, Joe. Loud muffler, loud muffler, make too much noise. Loud muffler, loud muffler, make too much noise.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine, yi, yi. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wide, yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Woo! Was a flip side of a hit they had. The hit was Bucket T. It went up to number 54 in 1964, and you flipped it over. You had this song, Little Rail Job, written by Jan Berry of Jan and Dean. Before that, part of our double play, Ronnie the Daytonas again, GTO, number 4 in 1964, their big hit. And I really enjoyed hearing those all during the days. So, okay, and before that, getting us started, before our double play, was Robert Williams doing a song called Loud Mufflers. That came out in 1959, and it's a real fun song to listen to. You ever have loud mufflers, or you remember them anyway. And anyway, we're going to keep on going right now with some more songs. We got one more set we're going to try to squeeze in before we get out of here. Let's see. We're going to get started with Lefty Nicks. And then we're going to do one by Long John Hunter, and then we'll do the Tokens. So let's go right now with Lefty Nicks and Model A Ford.
Well, gather around, friends, and let me tell you a little story about a Model A Ford and a crying guitar.
Well, a Model A Ford is sure good looking. Makes all the women want a good jukin'. Lord, Lord, I got the Model A blues. Well, a Model A Ford is shiny and bright. I put in the gallon of gasoline and just
shook all night. Lordy, lordy, she got to Model A blues, all weak at heart.
See you. her, cannot help but whisper her name. She's just like a girlfriend. She's gentle and so fine. Oh, I'm so proud in my candy apple bed, 'cause I know that she's mine. If ever I am lonely and kind of sad too,
Tokens, My Candy Apple Vet. That came out, I believe I've got this right, that came out on an album they did called Wheels, somewhere around 64, 65, and had a lot of car songs on that particular album. So, real nice sound by the Tokens. And let's see, before that, we had Long John Hunter and Ride With Me Baby. I don't think that was released. Norton Records came out with it in the late 90s, I believe. But I believe it was something that was unissued by him. But he did have some songs in the 50s and on into the 60s. But this one came out much later because they just found it and put it out there. So Ride With Me Baby, Long John Hunter. And Lefty Nix, Model A Ford Blues. Real nice little rocker by him. A little good guitar work. And a song came out in 61. And that's about a $600-$800 record if you can find a real nice copy of it. So be on the lookout for that one. Okay, we're going to have to get out of here, and we've got one more coming up, or we're going to end with our instrumental. We're going to do one called Shot Rod by Connie and the Bellhops, and we just want to thank you for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed these car songs. We may have to do another one because there are just hundreds of these songs out there, and a lot of them not released, or a lot of them flip sides or album cuts, and things that just didn't get on the radio. So anyway, hope you enjoyed the show with these car songs, and we're going to leave you with Connie and the Bellhops and Shot Rod, and we'll see you next time on BRC Radio.